Joaquin Castro, Imperative to Ram DACA Amnesty Through Congress Before GOP Becomes House Majority. By John Binder on November 17, 2022. Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, says it is imperative for Democrats and Republicans to ram an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens through Congress before the GOP becomes the House majority. During a press conference this week, Castro urged House and Senate Republicans to sign on to any one of the various amnesty bills specifically geared to provide visas, green cards, and eventually naturalized American citizenship to millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. We're going to look at whichever ways we can make it happen, whether it's attaching it to a larger bill or whether it's a standalone bill. But that's still going to require some kind of negotiation and participation from Republicans in order to do that, Castro said. There's a feeling in the Democratic caucus that it's imperative to get it done in the lame duck session, he continued. Otherwise, the politics become a lot tougher going into the next session. Castro's lobbying for a DACA amnesty in the lame duck Congress came as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and other Senate Democrats called on 10 Senate Republicans to join them in passing the DREAM Act, a plan that would give amnesty to 3.3 million DACA illegal aliens and result in a chain migration flow of anywhere from 10 to 19 million foreign nationals arriving in the United States over the years to come. Likewise, DACA illegal aliens protested outside the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. A prior Breitbart News analysis found that a DACA amnesty would cost American taxpayers some $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has estimated that such an amnesty would cost taxpayers $26 billion. That same CBO report suggests that about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. Corporate investors and donors have a deep financial interest in seeing a DACA amnesty pass through Congress and signed by President Joe Biden, as they benefit immensely from a constant stream of foreign workers added to the U.S. labor market annually, cutting the cost of labor and adding new consumers to sell products to. Last year, executives with Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, among others, lobbied House and Senate Republicans to back Senator Dick Durbin, DEAL, and Lindsey Graham's, RSC, DREAM Act. The Koch Network has lobbied Republicans for years to support a DACA amnesty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.